and thank you so much for tuning into Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And we've talked a lot on our show recently about favorite messages from the LDS General Conference that was held in Salt Lake City in April. And today, as I'm reflecting on Mothers and Mother's Day, I wanted to share one of my favorite talks that happened actually in the General Women's Broadcast. So Sister Nell F. Marriott, the second counselor in the LDS Young Women General Presidency, she gave an incredible talk about how to nurture in different ways. And when I hear the word nurture, I automatically think of mothers, especially my own mother, but also of my aunts, my grandmothers, my mother-in-law, my cousins, my sisters, coworkers, and different friends who have all nurtured me throughout my life in different ways. And I love how Sister Marriott defines the word mother. She says, to mother is to give life. And you really can be a mother by giving life to someone physically, spiritually, or emotionally as well. So no matter your marital status or your family status, here are Sister Marriott's three ways to nurture people in your life. So number one, she says we need to nurture ourselves. Emma Smith, the wife of the prophet Joseph Smith, said, I desire the Spirit of God to know and understand myself that I might be able to overcome whatever of tradition or nature that would not tend to my exaltation. So when we know ourselves really well, we can love ourselves better. And I believe that knowing yourself means figuring out what's important to you by setting goals. It's also accepting your flaws and your strengths so that you know what you need to work on and what to keep doing well at. Also, knowing yourself means knowing your moral limits, because that will just help you to stay safe and will nurture your spirit. To know your fears also will allow you to work through them so that they don't hold you back from your goals. So I would really encourage you to spend some time every day reconnecting with your spirit, either in prayer, journal writing, or thinking deeply about what you want to be doing or overcoming in life. That will really help you get to know yourself better. The second way that we can nurture is to be aware of and nurture those who are in need around us. Sister Marriott said, love is making space in your life for someone else. And I love that imagery of a mother who's physically making space in her body to love and create another human being, her child. And also the image of someone making space in their hearts to love and nurture other people and making space for them in their lives. And when you really love someone else, you set aside less important things and you make time for them. You listen to them, you comfort, you mourn with them, and you rejoice with them. And it's those type of relationships that really make life worth living. The third way that Sister Marriott advises us to nurture is to nurture the world through sharing the gospel. So with the advantage of having social media right at our fingertips at all times, we're on a platform every day, a powerful platform that can share messages of good or evil. And you can choose to share things that lift up other people's spirits, like Mormon Channel videos or other positive content, or you can choose to deflate others by being petty and cynical online. So the fact that the Savior created this world for us as a place to learn and grow is an incredible nurturing act. So let's help him continue the purpose of this earth by bringing to life others' hearts and minds through the positive things that we can share with them online. And of course, you can look up more positive and nurturing content on mormonchannel.org, either in the form of videos, radio episodes, or helpful blog posts. And our quote of the day comes from the end of Sister Marriott's talk. She states, "Our high responsibility is to become women who follow the Savior, nurture with inspiration, and live truth fearlessly. As we ask Father in heaven to make us builders of his kingdom, his power will flow into us and we will know how to nurture, ultimately becoming like our heavenly parents." Very good advice, and that applies to men as well. I know she said sisters, but definitely important for everyone to do. So thank you so much for listening to Mormon Channel Daily today. We're brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.